Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory goes into effect for tonight coming up. First across the area for today, some patchy drizzle possible early on, otherwise cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. Then for tonight, drizzle could change over to some freezing rain later into the night, a low of 24. And for Tuesday, upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 27.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The forecasted drop in net farm income means farmers and ranchers will again face tight margins this year. Michael Clements with more.
USDA is forecasting net farm income to drop to its lowest level in 12 years in 2018 to $59.5 billion, down more than 50% since a record high in 2013. American Farm Bureau Federation Market Intelligence Director John Newton says the projection highlights the tough financial times farmers and ranchers are dealing with.
We've been experiencing now 3 years of low farm income, so a lot of farmers are looking at ways to reduce their fixed cost, make more efficiencies on the farm, and finding ways to get financing of operating loans as we approach this year's planting season. And it's very important to be fiscally smart going into this year.
Newton says there are alternatives farmers can take to improve their financial situation.
One of the things that we're seeing when we look at the information is on-farm household income. That means the money from farming. The median household income on-farm income has been negative for more than 20 years. So in addition to cutting costs, it's also important to think about off-farm sources of income that can really help bridge the gap from the poor returns from farming.
He says there are several uncertainties in 2018 that could change the projection.
We've seen over 130 days of no measurable rainfall in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. So if we see those kind of drought conditions persist, that could lead to some higher prices. Enhancing the trade agreements could lead to higher prices. So there's a lot of uncertainty going into 2018. This is a forecast from USDA, so it will be revised as more information on supply and demand becomes available.
Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. This sale will feature from area consigners 200 choice reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old Angus sire calves by side. They'll have 16 Angus limousine cross first calf heifers with 60-day-old Angus sire calves. 10 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have black Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 20 fancy black first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred for March calving, and 5 Hereford first calf heifers bred to Hereford bulls for March calves. We'll also be selling 110 choice reputation black and red fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have big September-October calves by side. 66 black and Hereford cows. They'll be running ages, mostly with calves by side. There'll be 50 black and red cows, 3 years to older. They'll be bred for March and April calving. Also be selling 30 reputation black cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have 30-day-old Angus sire calves by side. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale, to be held Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
A salute to the FFA, embracing tradition while looking to the future. We salute the future farmers of America. From the Nemahal County Cooperatives, Can Equip, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, and Blue Valley Telecommunications.
Hi, my name is Corey Oberding. I'm a junior from Centralia. I have been in FFA for about 3 years now. And I guess my ag education started in junior high with one of Mr. Van's classes on like woodworking and electricity working and animals and such. And from there, I became an FFA member freshman year. I was in speech contests and also some dairy cattle judging. This year is my first year as an officer. I'm a secretary this year, and a lot more involved this year. I also did another speech contest. Let me think. I've also won awards in certain speech contests and such. And what I think I've learned from FFA is that leadership and cooperation through like an entire club is very important, and also involvement within the community is also very important to let other people know about your organization and how it can improve the community and the, you know, career that you may be in this case, ag.
Hi, my name is Nathan Hoffler. I am from the Centralia FFA, from Centralia, Kansas. I've been in FFA for about 3 years now. I am an officer. I am a reporter, and I've learned how to become a better leader throughout our community and through the FFA program.
Hello, this is Matthew Stahlbomber from Centralia FFA. I have been in FFA for 3 years. I am our vice president this year. My SAE is beef production, and the thing I've learned in FFA is good leadership and how to communicate with other people.
We salute the future farmers of America. From the Nemahal County Cooperatives, Can Equip, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, and Blue Valley Telecommunications.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say that two children died and three other people are critically injured after a crash on a suburban Kansas City beltway. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened yesterday when a minivan came to a stop on Interstate 435 for an unknown reason. The van was then rear-ended by a tractor trailer in Leawood. Two girls from Kansas City, Missouri died. If you have solar panels on your roof, Westar Energy is requesting an increase of 20% to your bill. It's an effort to save money for those who use regular energy, but it's frustrating for customers that have solar panels. Westar officials say that solar panel customers are using just as much energy as everyone else, but they don't see it on their bill. Westar is also requesting a $4 increase for all customers when they get their bill. That increase would come from a service charge. These changes are only proposals. They are subject to approval from the Kansas Corporation Commission. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Today is your last chance to take advantage of the President's Day sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and get 5 quarts of Castrol High Mileage Motor Oil for $19.95, plus earn 150 O-Rewards points with this purchase. Protect your engine with Castrol High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
During Aaron's anniversary this February, you're going to be blown away with 6 months same as cash. And this weekend only, during our President's Day event, we've got a daily mystery offer for you. For just $1 or $5 or $20, you can get started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com this Thursday through Monday to discover the daily mystery offer. Transaction advertised in a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Kansas's top political officials are supporting a fundraising effort by a leading anti-abortion group to amend the Kansas Constitution to make it clear the Constitution does not protect the right to abortion. Governor Jeff Collier and other members of the Kansas Congressional Delegation helped Kansans for Life kick off the $2 million fundraising effort over the weekend. The Kansas Supreme Court is currently considering whether the state constitution offers the same guarantee of a right to an abortion found in the U.S. Constitution. New numbers show that the cases of sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise at the University of Kansas. The Lawrence Journal World reports that recent numbers from KU's Watkins Health Services show the number of gonorrhea cases diagnosed at KU jumped 39% from 2016 to 2017. KU's climbing rates are part of a national surge in chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis that hit a record high in 2017. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol is reminding Nebraska schools, businesses, and other groups that it offers civilian training on what to do when a shooter attacks. The Civilian Response to Active Killer Events program provides information on what steps people can take to increase their safety. The patrol's program is available across the state. 6 years after Nebraska voters rejected a pay increase for state lawmakers, a fresh crop of senators is asking again. A legislative panel will review a proposed ballot measure that would set lawmaker salaries at half of Nebraska's median household income, or about $28,000. Nebraska lawmakers currently earn $12,000 a year before taxes, placing them among the nation's lowest paid state legislators. The utility that owns Cooper Nuclear Station says the power plant adds $112 million a year to Nebraska's economy. The Nebraska Public Power District says that figure comes from a recent analysis done by the Nuclear Energy Institute. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, this is R.D. Laughlin. I'd like to invite you to our annual Angus production sale, March 3rd, high noon at our ranch south of Oldsburg. We're offering 118 years of experience in our sale lineup of yearling, fall, and two-year-old bulls with all the data. Show heifers, spring pairs, fall three-in-ones, and embryos. See our videos and catalog online at LaughlinRanch.com or call R.D. at 785-587-5852. Hope to see you March 3rd.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners appear close to a decision on an extended tax abatement request from Central Valley Ag, which has asked for a 10-year property tax reduction. The current neighborhood revitalization program allows 3 years. Commissioners seem to be in favor of a compromise 5-year plan with no taxes due the first 2 years, then implementing the neighborhood revitalization guidelines the following 3 years. A Central Valley Ag representative was at the meeting last Monday to address questions and reminded commissioners that the company pays $174,000 in taxes annually in Washington County and supports 400 member owners in the county. No decision on the matter is expected until the county attorney has time to review the matter. County appraiser Lance Lease was questioned regarding details of the upcoming public meetings to outline changes in valuation. Commissioners questioned why he had not bid a quote from an individual to do data collections on commercial property. After discussion, Lease was allowed to advertise for a full-time person to assist in the appraiser's office. Washington County Township meeting is set February 28th. The county health director advised the department is again giving immunizations. They had temporarily suspended that service after a recent equipment issue. A refrigerator and vaccines damaged when the unit quit were replaced by insurance proceeds. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved moving forward with a grant request for construction of a new building in Seneca for the Nemahal Transit and Senior Services. A delegation came before the board asking about the condition of the Burn Oneida Road, a six-mile stretch north of Oneida on Key Road. They'd like this made into a blacktop road. Commissioners will take your group's comments into consideration when planning future road improvements. Gage County Board of Supervisors recently approved the 1 and 6 year road plans. Those will be submitted to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. The decision followed a recent public hearing. Some 30 projects are expected to be completed this next year in Gage County. Two vehicles stolen from Marysville Friday afternoon have been recovered, and the thief was apprehended by the Kansas Highway Patrol after a stop near Topeka. A recent model Ford pickup was taken from Casey's in Marysville shortly before 4:30 p.m. Friday. It was later recovered, and a Dodge Caliber was taken from a rural residence east of Marysville. Pottawatomie County authorities had picked up, then lost pursuit of the vehicle near Rossville. It was later stopped near Topeka, and the thief was arrested on a warrant and will face local charges in connection with the incidents. Louise Irene Clark Roos, age 101 of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis, with visitation 6 until 7 p.m. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Louise Roos. Melvin D. Kindle, age 96 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Myron Kindle.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As a nearly stationary boundary continues to remain stalled out across the region, especially over the next 24 hours or so, and an area of low pressure looks to form along this boundary, we do have that threat for a wintry mix of some precipitation and do in fact have a winter weather advisory that goes into effect for tonight and continues into early in the day on Tuesday. First across the area for this afternoon, just holding on to some cloud cover and breezy north winds, but expecting a winter mix of some freezing rain and sleet developing for tonight as lows drop into the middle 20s. Taking a closer look at your forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with those highs approaching the mid-30s. We'll have our winds staying breezy out of the north at around 10 to 20. Then for tonight, a winter mix of freezing rain and sleet becoming likely, a low around 24. Tuesday, chance for winter mix in the morning with highs reaching the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late February, 46. Record high on this date, 78 in 2016. The average low, 25. The record low is 9 below 0 in 1978. Sunset this evening, 6:04. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Some fun trivia about a far from trivial job. We'll share some fun facts about our nation's chief executives on a President's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 19th, the 50th day of the year. Singer Smokey Robinson celebrates a birthday, and it's the day we honor our country's chief executives, President's Day. Let's celebrate with a few tidbits of presidential trivia. What's the most common first name of U.S. presidents? James. We've had six so far. We all know Abe Lincoln was a lawyer and rail splitter. Did you know he was also a licensed bartender? The first president born as an American citizen was Martin Van Buren. His predecessors were all British subjects. The first to be born in a hospital, Jimmy Carter in 1924. And FDR may have been the most superstitious president. He refused to sit down for dinner with 13 people and avoided traveling on Fridays. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Lots of hoops action over the weekend. Let's get right to it. Dean Wade nearly grabbed a triple-double in Kansas State's 78-66 victory over Iowa State on Saturday. Wade shot 9 of 13 for 22 points while also grabbing 8 rebounds and collecting 9 assists. The win against Iowa State pushes the Wildcats to 19 wins, and they are 2 wins away from matching last season's win total. The Wildcats now 19-8, 8-6 in Big 12 conference play. Up next for K-State, they'll host Texas on Wednesday. Udonka Azubuike scored 21 points and Devontae Graham added 15 to help number 13 Kansas beat number 20 West Virginia 77-69 on Saturday night. The Jayhawks now 20-7, 10-4 in Big 12 play. Kansas has a quick turnaround playing host to Oklahoma and Trae Young tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort. Farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Check out seminars, crafts, door prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. Free parking and free admission, so plan to attend the Triumph of Ag Expo. Doors open every day at 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Landry Shamet scored 19 points, and number 19 Wichita State ended the nation's longest home court winning streak, beating number 5 Cincinnati 76-72 yesterday to leave the American Athletic Conference race wide open. The Shockers now 21-5, 11-3 in AAC play, beat a top 5 team on the road for the first time since 1964. They led most of the way, building an 11-point lead midway through the second half and holding on. Shaq Morris's dunk with 5 seconds left finished it off. Wichita State needed that win to maintain their chances of a regular season title. Up next for the Shockers, they'll host Tulane on Wednesday. Austin Dillon won the Daytona 500 last night, driving the iconic number 3 Chevrolet that Dale Earnhardt piloted for most of his career. Dillon's victory came 17 years to the day of Earnhardt's fatal crash. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball scores Friday in girls' action. Marysville took Chapman 56-36. Concordia beat Wamego 45-39. Clay Setter over Abilene 52-42. Valley Heights girls beat Axtell 65-49. Hanover topped Clifton Clyde 53-43. Frankfort girls beat Wetmore 68-42. And Lynn took Wakefield 37-21. In boys' play, Marysville over Chapman 60-25. Wamego down Concordia 67-61. Abilene beat Clay Setter 65-37. Valley Heights boys beat Axtell 52-47. Hanover stopped Clifton Clyde 63-58. Frankfort boys over Wetmore 74-58. And Lynn beat Wakefield 54-38. Makeup games slated Monday. Marysville at Rock Creek. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com and on our mobile app as well. Hanover tips off at Donovan West. Frankfort at Onega. Centralia hosting Lynn. Tuesday night tip-off, Washington County at Centralia. Girls and boys games live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Marysville Wrestlers qualify 10 for the state tournament in Salina next weekend. Marysville captures the regional competition at Abilene with 192.5 points ahead of El Dorado with 144. Qualifying for state, Isaac Novotny, Jacob Snellings, Ethan Crownover, Johnny Cromie, Gabe Kapp, Noah Hackerman, Storm Slupionic, Atria Hornby, Garen Shampoo, and Seth Meridian.
Wildcat fans, celebrate 50 seasons of K-State women's basketball when your Cats take on KU at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Bramlage Coliseum. Throwback jersey ticket packages are available for $20 that include a replica throwback women's basketball jersey and chairback ticket. Fans can purchase general admission tickets for $5 in advance by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS today.
Kansas Jayhawks Big Monday tip-off hosting Oklahoma. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live tonight on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Grow some taste sensations in your garden this season with two of the All-America Selection's National Vegetable Winners. Tested nationally, these vegetables are selected for their flavor and superior performance at home gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. American Dream Sweet Corn produces tender, super sweet kernels. If you thought honey and Pearl, the 1988 winner, was tasty, you'll be blown away by this super sweet corn. It ripens slightly earlier at 77 days from planting, grows 6 to 7 feet tall, and the tender kernels fill the cob. Asian Delight Pak Choi is a Chinese cabbage that doesn't go to seed for several weeks after other varieties. That means you'll get two or more times the harvest from this winter. The 5 to 7 inch heads are filled with dark green textured leaves with tender white ribs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's one of the oldest homes in Fayetteville, Arkansas. When you know the list of occupants, you really get a snapshot of the history of this place. And it's a home you can still visit today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
One of the oldest homes in Fayetteville, Arkansas, was once owned by William McGar.
He was one of the founding fathers of the town, and he also was illiterate. He could not read and write. He did have a store, and he sold things. He also was a major landowner, and him and his wife, even though they were illiterate, I would say well off.
Tess Kidd manages the Washington County Historical Society and helps oversee McGar's old home today. The Tibbetts family purchased the home and began residing here in the 1850s.
We still have the smokehouse from 1853, but they had other other outbuildings because they had what we would call today an urban farmstead. They had about 5 acres here. They had room to grow vegetables. They had room to have cows, some horses.
But the Tebbets' stay here in Fayetteville was short-lived.
When the Tebbets family left in 1862, because of the Civil War and because Mr. Tebbets was a Unionist, and around that time, Unionists weren't very popular in Northwest Arkansas. So he left with the family. It became a headquarters for the Union Army.
And it remained that way throughout the rest of the Civil War. Several families owned the property after that time, culminating with a man named Paris Green.
Paris Green owned it from around 1935 or so up until 1967, when he was offered $60,000 for the property so they could tear the house down and they could build a car lot. So he didn't want to do that, so he offered it to the Historical Society.
One large donor offered $20,000. Another $20,000 was raised from the donations of over 700 individuals across the country. Green accepted $40,000, and the Washington County Historical Society had its home. You can still come and visit this historic home yet today. Traveling the countryside in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Our next generation of ag leaders is learning about food through world expeditions. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A project called Ag Cultures is bringing agriculture into the classroom as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Innovations in agriculture are going on worldwide. Teachers and students in the United States have access to a free curriculum that follows an Ag Cultures team as it investigates the world's food puzzles. Tara Fair is a communications specialist with the CHS Foundation, which is the charitable giving arm of CHS. She says one of their priorities is developing the next generation of ag leaders and educating them about agriculture.
Ag Cultures is a project that we sponsored with the University of Minnesota, and over the next 4 years, our team of explorers, as we've deemed them, is going to travel around the U.S. and the world and just talk to farmers, talk to people involved in agriculture to kind of show students how we are feeding the world.
The first expedition followed the flow of grain down the Mississippi River and the role that the river plays in distributing grain around the world. Fair says they talked to farmers and co-ops, but they also talked to people involved who you may not typically think of as having a role in agriculture. They included the people who ran the locks and dams, and barge operators. The content is delivered to the classroom with 1 to 2 minute online videos, and curriculum is developed for each video. Fair says their goal is to show students that there is a place for them in agriculture no matter what their interests are.
If there's an interest in technology, there's people that do precision ag. If there's an interest in communications, they can come and be an ag communicator. If they want to go into the trades, there's a lot of jobs in agriculture that relate to trades as well. So really just anything that you want to do, you can find your space in agriculture.
Learn more about ag cultures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Since I'm to make known the
John Deere marks a century in the tractor business. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
This year is the 100th anniversary of John Deere's entry to the tractor business. Tiffany Turner is the company's product marketing manager for large ag tractors.
In 1915, our president, William Butterworth, he actually said, we are not going to get in the tractor business at this point in time. And what I find intriguing is then our board got together and came out of that closed door two-day board meeting and decided to purchase the Waterloo Gasoline Company for $2.35 million.
Turner says the sale occurred in 1918 and Deere didn't change the name of the Waterloo Boy tractors until 1923 with the introduction of the John Deere Model D.
To think about how we've evolved the business and where it's gone, and think about where we started with the Waterloo Boy, and now we have a 620 horsepower tractor. It just shows how the business keeps growing, and I can't imagine where we'll be the next 100 years.
Turner says the company's planning an anniversary event in Waterloo on Father's Day weekend in June. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The final fix remains unknown as negotiations continue on the 199A tax break issued to co-ops in the tax reform bill that passed into law in December. Administration members, federal officials, and stakeholders are actively discussing objectives that will be beneficial for all American farmers and ranchers. The intended purpose of Section 199A was to duplicate the tax treatment previously that prevented competitive advantages to cooperative farm members. But the final language of the bill redirects billions of dollars in both the U.S. ag marketplace and the collection of future tax revenues. Under the 199A, farmers who sell to co-ops would likely not owe federal income tax. Under this assumption, the provision has potentially for costing inconsistencies between agriculture cooperatives and proprietary companies. Some proprietary companies have even began in preparation to restructure their business models to gain the same access to the same cooperative write-offs. Making changes to the new tax bill could be hard to come by as other lawmakers prioritize their own amendments. Well, part of the budget fix for cotton includes changes in base acres. Any generic base acres that have not been planted to a covered commodity, including the program crops and cotton from 2009 to 2016, become unassigned base acres, making them ineligible for any Title I farm program payment. Now, this will probably raise some additional base questions on the expired CRP acres in the farm bill debate that is upcoming. And the National Sorghum Producers continuing steps this week to respond to the announcement of the anti-dumping and countervailing duties investigation into the imports of U.S. sorghum by the Chinese government. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Network in for Craig Mead. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we roll along on President's Day today, markets are closed. But on Friday, we saw a little bit of movement, a downtrend when it came to your grains and soybeans, and up an upward trend when it came to your livestock. March corn ended on Friday at 367.5. May corn at 375 even. Wheat for March at 457. 7.75 is where it ended on Friday. Wheat for May was at 471.5. KC wheat for March was at 478.5. All KC wheat for May at 493.5. When it came to your soybeans, they took kind of the biggest hit on Friday. Soybeans for March at 10.21 and a half. May soybeans at 10.32 and a half. Well, July was at 10.42 and a quarter. Soybean meal March was at 3.73 and 30 cents. May soybean meal 3.76, and July at 3.73.80. Oil soybeans for March 31.54, while soybean oil for May 31.73 and 31.92 was the finishing for July. Today we do have a few things that are moving along on the stock market, as the 30-year bonds for March are down right now a bit to 144 even. June 30-year bond at 143. A 10-year note for March currently down a hair to 120.13. The 5-year note for March down a hair as well to 114.05. Not the best numbers today when it comes to your metals across the board. February gold currently down 720 to 1346. April gold is down 730 to 1348. And June is at 1354, which is down 670 right now. Silver March is down 9 cents to 1662. May silver is down 9 cents to 1670. Copper for March down as well, 4 cents to 320. And May copper is at 322, which is down currently 3 cents. Platinum down as well, 322, 1009, and 10 cents. Market information for Mid-America Ag Network. In for Craig Mead, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and looking at a surprising sales outlook from Deer & Company after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
There are times when in agriculture we do get surprised by some sales outlooks and earnings reports. That happened a week ago with Deer & Company, because for the last 3 or 4 years, anytime an earnings report from a farm equipment company is released, it generally says lower because of the lower farm economy. But the report from Deer & Company a week ago said just the opposite. Deer & Company boosted its sales outlook for fiscal 2018, and the reason? Strengthening conditions in agriculture and construction markets. For the past 4 years, Deere has been battling weak demand for farm equipment as global oversupplies pushed down prices, sending U.S. farm incomes plunging. The Moline-based Illinois company now expects full-year sales to be up 29% from a year ago, a 7% point increase from its previous estimate, and it's helped, of course, by its acquisition of Germany's Wirtgen Group last year and a favorable currency effect. Equipment sales in the second quarter expected to increase by 30% to 40%, and the net income estimate was cut to $2.1 billion for the year, down from $2.6 billion earlier on U.S. tax reform related adjustments of $750 million. Adjusted net earnings for the year year, projected now to be $2.85 billion. Equipment sales rose 27% year-on-year for the year from $2.6 billion earlier on U.S. tax reform-related adjustments of $750 million. Back for the final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. This sale will feature from area consigners 200 choice reputation black first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60 day old Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 16 Angus Limousine Cross first calf heifers with 60 day old Angus sire calves. 10 red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have black Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 20 fancy black first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred for March calving, and 5 Hereford first calf heifers bred to Hereford bulls for March calves. We'll also be selling 110 choice reputation black and red fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll have big September-October calves by side. 66 black and Hereford cows. They'll be running ages, mostly with calves by side. There'll be 50 black and red cows, 3 years to older. They'll be bred for March and April calving. Also be selling 30 reputation black cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have 30-day-old Angus sire calves by side. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 21st, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Deere & Company said equipment sales rose 27% year-on-year in the first quarter, and the company said sales in the quarter were weighed down by supply chain delays. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of high-performance input products. With us today is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm, to discuss nutrient use efficiency.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season.
What are the two active components in Radiate, and how do they specifically help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about Superior Loveland products.
Contact Inline Construction of Marysville for a new farm or commercial building. Inline can help plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total packages available, including concrete. Call the guys today, 562-5525. Inline Construction, providing quality work at reasonable prices.
Market information, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Grocery Manufacturers Association CEO Pamela Bailey will retire later this year following 10 years of leading the organization. Bailey will continue in her role as CEO while the association's board of directors searches for her replacement. In a statement, the association thanked Bailey for her service, saying her leadership was, quote, valuable during an evolving time in the industry, end quote. During Bailey's tenure, GMA led the industry in supporting modernization of the nation's food and product safety laws and regulations, resulting in the passage of the Food Safety Modernization Act. The retirement announcement comes as a handful of member companies have dropped their membership since the GMO labeling law was signed by then-President Obama. Companies within the food industry have been unable to come to a consensus of opinion regarding GMO labeling. Market information, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811.